This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, November 14th. Well, wheat markets yesterday gave up everything that they had worked for on Monday, had a big day up on Monday, with Chicago front month December leading the way higher and just completely narrowing the spreads with Kansas City and Minneapolis. And then on Tuesday, you come back and you come in and you pretty much give it all back. You didn't give it all back on the front month December, but certainly the spreads gave that and more back against Kansas City. So on Monday, you come in and the commitment of traders report showing that large traders were still net long Kansas City, but they were net short Chicago and Minneapolis. There's been a fair amount of that spread going on, being long Kansas City, short Chicago, in anticipation of quality concerns around the world. And of course, USDA's report showed that world stocks were increasing. Market just took on a negative tone. And then you look at the rest of the commodity space, where crude oil has been under a huge amount of pressure, and the stock market again on shaky ground. It just cast a negative pall over the entire market space, and in particular commodities. So there's a great deal of liquidation going on, and of course, you're only net long in Kansas City. There was a great deal of spread unwinding. We're also watching in the market talking about concerns about a short squeeze going on in soft red winter wheat. Basis is improving across much of this the Midwest, and you've got reports of delivery receipts being canceled. There's only just a few remaining. So as first notice day approaches on November 30th, you're not going to see a lot of deliveries in Chicago. So if you're short Chicago, you're not going to be wanting to get caught on the wrong side of that market. In addition to that, we're watching all this rain across Southern Plains and into the Midwest take a toll on winter wheat planting and crop conditions. To that end, winter wheat plantings were reported yesterday afternoon nationwide 89% done. That's up 5 on the week, but still down 5 from the average. And it looks like we still have 3.3 million acres of winter wheat left to plant. And here we are in mid-November. Kansas sitting at 90% planted. That's up 7 on the week, but down 8 from the average. They still have 820,000 left to plant. Oklahoma, 84% planted. That's up 2 on the week, but down 11 from the average. They still have 560,000 acres left to plant. And Texas, 80% planted. That's up 8 on the week, but down 6 from the average. They also have 560,000 acres left to plant. Good to excellent ratings. We're at 54% nationwide. That's up 3, most of that coming from the hard red winter wheat country. And that does make us steady with a year ago. But soft red, good to excellent ratings were mostly lower, especially in the southern part of the Midwest. So we're seeing some quality issues develop already in soft red wheat, you know, wondering if you're, number one, going to even get it the rest of it planted, which frankly is highly unlikely. Number one, it's too wet. And two, the insurance dates are expiring here quickly. And even if you did get an extension of insurance dates, planting wheat this late, you're not going to be well established. And if you get any kind of a cold snap, you know, soft red wheat is just not all that hardy. It's not going to survive a harsh winter. Hard red winter wheat would have trouble surviving a harsh winter if it was planted this late. So it's unlikely you're really going to get those acres planted. And here, USDA in their long range outlook was talking about an increase of about 3.5 million acres nationwide of wheat in total, you know, presuming that you're going to get a bump in winter wheat acres. I don't see how that's going to happen. This is a bullish development just on its own, that you would have winter wheat plantings drop or at least not increase in a year where prices are significantly higher than a year ago, where world supplies are declining, world production was down, and quality supplies are declining. Now that falls on hard red winter wheat or hard red spring wheat as far as procuring quality supplies. Now Argentina is a big supplier of good quality hard red winter wheat, but they're in the midst of their harvest and they've had significant rain delays. They've had up to 11 inches of rain in some regions of wheat country. Obviously that's going to pose a problem for them. They've already been bracing for a lower quality crop as they had 3 freeze events over the growing season, and now they've got too much rain on their harvest. They're already talking about quality declines. And just in the last couple of days, they've gotten quite a bit more rain. They are looking at an open stretch here where it should stop raining, but boy, there's been a lot of damage done in Argentina. And then you look at Australia, who's had a drought, frankly, for the last year and a half. It's covered two of their growing seasons. And this year was much worse than last year. So they're looking at a huge drop in production, huge drop in exports. Now, believe it or not, they're getting rain. And it's coming on mature wheat, and it's going to spell problems for them. The last thing that they want, or the world wants, is a drop in quality out of Australia. Generally speaking, they're not a real high protein producer. They produce a lot of soft wheat that moves into the Southeast Asian markets. But the story really was developing that what little exports they would have to move into the world pipeline are probably going to be diverted. Much of it will be diverted from Western Australia key export facilities to the East Coast, where they have a lot of livestock herds that don't have a lot to eat. So it looks like Australia will consume most of their own exportable surplus. That opens the doors for U.S. business, soft red, which I think, again, is why Chicago has really been a leader here to the upside, and white wheat off the PNW, which really does not have an active futures market. But it does support the market in general. Quality supplies are really going to be key here. The market was counting on Argentina to be a supplier at least of a couple million tons as we get into December, January. It's unlikely they will have much to export of quality wheat. Brazil's going to take what they need, and it's going to really deplete Argentina's milling quality supplies. And speaking of winter wheat plantings, across the Northern Hemisphere, you know, we've noted the problems here in the United States. In Europe, central to Eastern Europe and then through much of the Black Sea, it's just the opposite problem. It's been too dry. They had a drought through their growing season that has extended into the planting season. And there, too, you're running out of time. It's just too cold. Or too late. You're not going to get it well established. And Russia, you know, is known for some pretty severe winters. Even if they got it planted, it's just not going to be well established. They may try. They may have an open winter, and it may do fine. Same thing with here in the United States. Maybe they'll get it in, but it has to be dry at least to do that, or dry enough. And so, you know, again, they may get it in, but boy, it's going to be suspect. It's going to be tough to have that crop really presume that you would have a good production. You may count the acres and count average yields, but as you get it out of dormancy in next spring, it's going to be tough to say that that crop really has a great chance at producing normal yields. So, a lot going on in the wheat space, and you know, you look at price and you wouldn't think so. The market's hovering at harvest time lows. You can't seem to get any traction. Russia keeps talking about having so much wheat available to export, you know, way more than what the trade had dialed in here a month ago. Maybe they will, but it's not going to be milling quality. And as you get into December, January, it's pretty tough for them to be on an aggressive export program. Already their FOB offers are running higher than U.S. FOB offers. Obviously, transportation is an advantage to them in many key markets. But we are competitive on a FOB basis, and export sales the last 2 weeks have been great. We'll get the next report on Friday because of the Monday holiday, but it's expected that the U.S. is going to start to ramp up exports. Once we get a few of those strung in a row, then the market, I think, will have more confidence that we're on our way. And we've been kind of zeroing in on this early December. We thought maybe for a while it would happen in early November, but that obviously is not happening as far as export sales. Well, I should say export sales have picked up the last couple of weeks, and that does put us in early November. But cash price or futures prices have struggled to get that upward momentum going, and I think part of that is the crop report last week that increased world supplies, all of which came out of China, which really is not a price mover because they don't export wheat, and they're still going to import pretty much the same amount of high quality wheat to blend off. Well, there you go again, this high-quality wheat demand that's going to be tough to meet, I think, for a lot of these other countries. So it's just a matter of time. You've got the Southern Hemisphere harvest going on. It's tough to rally during that time window. But both Argentina and Australia are running into production problems and certainly quality problems out of Argentina. That just adds more bullishness to the market itself. So that wraps it up for the wheat commentary. Still bullish, still long-term bullish, and we're developing a story that this bull market could easily extend into the next growing season and then into the next marketing year. So instead of this being kind of a one-off year or maybe a 6-month bull market, this very well could turn into an 18-month bull market. It's not that difficult to do. That won't happen until you actually get into the growing season and see where we're at. But I think that certainly the table is set for a longer-term bull market, and clearly we're set for a short-term bull market. It's just a matter of how do we extend that, and I think the fundamentals are evolving that well could happen. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.